Thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon. God bless you so very, very much. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, help us. We need your help. We know you're going to anoint Brother Freedom, but I pray especially that you would anoint the listeners. Lord, that they would have an ear to hear, because if you don't touch them, they can't hear. I pray they'll be willing to be made willing to let God touch their ears, that they might understand what truly is going on. And then thank you again for that mighty anointing on Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. And it says, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak of anything. For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Amen.
And then in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, it says, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for your anointing on Brother Freedom and on ourselves and on the listeners. And we pray that you would make your words go into us and change us, Lord. Make us the people that you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just praise you this day. We thank you for your kamasita. I thank you for your word. I thank you I thank you for your power. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for that great anointing. And Father, I come, I thank you for the sealing. I know it's your hands upon it. That you're the glorious one. And Father, we do praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we thank you in that wonderful name of our Savior. And we thank you that he has sent the comfort to our hearts this day. And Father, I pray over this land for those that need a touch this day. I pray that the Holy Ghost will come in your heart in a very powerful way. I pray that you'll set your captive free. I pray that you'll anoint them, strengthen them, overpower them with your spirit, and take away that lesser spirit that many have received. I pray for the blessing. I pray for the renewing of their minds. I pray for the work from heaven. I pray that they'll receive that granted power from on high to help them to be an overcomer. And I lift them up in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to let you know that I'm on fire for the Lord. And I'll tell you, as I don't know whether it was the Lord to give to, but someone the other day, I heard, and it got to me into my spirit, that God expects us to be on fire. He don't want us to be just mediocre. He wants us to be the heights of heaven. I need to be excited. I need to be a child of the King. I need to walk in victory. I need to walk in excitement. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my high tower. But we need to listen in this land that we live in to people that are led by God. Now, I had a stroke a couple years ago, and I've been having trouble with my right leg, and I've had trouble walking. So God could have did it for me. But I went and asked a man, and the man, I proved it out today, he was right. He told me exactly what I'd do, and I must have walked about a mile of close to it, and I learned what to do, how to do it, and I'm better. Before I wouldn't be able to walk. I couldn't have walked a quarter mile, but I learned something. I'm here today to help you out there. There's something we need to listen to. Some, and I can tell you today what's going to help you. As that instructor told me what to do with my leg, I can tell you what you need for your life, and that life is bigger and better than my leg. We have to humble ourselves, and all of us, we need to come to Jesus every day and say, Lord, oh, I'm starving without you. I lost the way. I come and shoot it. I've lost that, all that excitement, that joy, though the infilling of your mighty power. I've lost it, Lord. I want to have a greater anointing. I want to have more success in you this day. And that should be coming out of our heart. God expects this in us. He expects us to be enthused about going to heaven. It's not a play thing that we can say, well, you know, you get down here to play, and little kids say, well, we get the marbles out here, and we do these things, and some of us big grown-ups, we have few little games we play. It's not that. This is eternity. It's without end. And the enemy comes to kill, destroy, to steal, and he wishes every night he visits your heart to make you a little bit more comfortable in him and a little bit less comfortable in the things of God. He wants to take away your joy. He wants to take away that desire to serve the Lord God and him only show you serve. He wants you to be very practical in him. You know, the simpler that you can do with things, the more that God loves it. You get it too complicated, that's the enemy. Apostle Paul says, with simplicity. It means God knowing that we're simple and he visits the hearts of the simple. That's why I'm here. I'm like a simpleton. God uses sometimes the lowly, the ones that are so brilliant. Knowledge puffeth up. What happens to a Christian when they get very knowledgeable? They quit asking the Lord. Does that mean anybody out there? You quit asking the Lord for your help? You know, I ask him more than that. He knows I'm terrible to him. He understands what I'm saying. I ask him where I need help finding my keys. I need him to help me to be able to walk across where I got to go. I have to ask him. I get behind the steering wheel of that car. I don't take for granted. I said, Lord, go with me. You go with me. Father, I feel the glory of God. He's my partner. I'd be like hurting his feelings. What are you in here for? I just want to go with you. God wants to go with us every step, every minute of the day. Not just the old-fashioned way, but alive in the Spirit. Alive! Alive. There's a whole bunch of deadheads. God says it don't work. Deadheads don't work. You need to have that renewing of your mind. I had to take heed to what Kevin told me. I told him I've had trouble walking very much. This, he told me, he says, you cut your steps down real short, and when you go to where you start, tighten up, stop at that moment, and just do whatever it takes. There's hip movements, and you do them right there, right in the middle of the walkway. You do that, And then if that don't quit, then you do some others. And you do this. And then you walk again. And pretty soon, when I got back, I was getting sort of tired. So I sat down this bench. But I sat down not over 1 or 2 minutes. I went back to the car and walked back again a ways. Just that little break. But my leg, generally by I'm here by today, I'm tight and it's not. But see, the Lord showed me I need to humble myself and ask someone that knows. God could tell me, but he wanted me to humble myself. That's how God gets his message all over the world. He has us to humble ourselves in many places because it gets a tool that we can work with that individual, and we have to find a place that we can cope with every problem that we face. Everybody is different. You need God's help because people need to be thought highly of. And some want to be more high than they should. But that's the way you deal with people. So we have to humble ourselves as God's servants to come down that we become a servant. And a servant, in doing so, we're God's servant. Not just in God, but we become the servant where we are. And through that, when you become a servant, God's going to bless you. He's going to motivate you. He's going to bring you into a common cause that will help you to enjoy fringe benefits that comes only through the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The early church was moved upon. Gospel came not with word only, but with power and in the Holy Ghost. The Lord just put, I've never thought about this sermon until I got right here. But this is from heaven. God's here to equip us in this last hour to be on fire for him. Our power doesn't come from this earth. It's supernatural. God bridges us with heaven. And there's no separation. The enemy can't get to you because the Spirit of God is in you. He's greater than what you face. He's more powerful than the most wicked, worst tyrant there is. He, God, is in you to supernaturally help you. And then the 91st Psalm comes in play. It works for you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. Not over, but under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say, Lord, by our words that we're justified or by our words that are condemned. Our words is what God wants us to speak it into existence. Hear that? All over the world, you speak life where you are. If you see someone sick, you be where you are with God that you can bring forth life. God shows me these things and I just see them. But I see myself praying over people as God. It's happened before, but God's given me a new status. Since 12 o'clock this day when I humbled myself and did what Kevin told me to do, God multiplied that to me as I humble myself in going God's way. God has a blessed way of helping you. When you have to sit up in that haughty seat of life, nobody can get anything to you because you know. Nobody wants to talk to you. And Christians, we have the worst reputation of anybody. We know it all. We got to humble ourselves. We got to seek God. I have prayed for people and they won't even acknowledge you. These are things God wants us to humble. We have to humble ourselves, the mighty hand of God, to be a blessing. When we start humble ourselves in these areas, God automatically comes by our side. It says, humble yourself, be ye clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself for in the mighty hand of God, under the mighty hand of God. Oh, that he might what? Exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And be sober. Well, you can't be sober with the Lord unless you're full of the Spirit of God. Because it says, drunk not with the things of this world. The Spirit of God makes you alive. By the Spirit of God, you come a shield from the glory cloud. There's no one can cope with you. I'm going to say this because it's happened time and time again. When I worked as a mechanic some 30 years ago, fellow 46A, this town here, I was going to work and they asked me if I'd stop by it. I said, yes, I'll stop by it. When I got out, Man was just swearing and everything else, and I knew it was from the enemies. I just prayed, and when I prayed for a minute, I knew exactly what was wrong. It just took me a second. I knew what was wrong with it. I said, slow down just a minute. I'm not here to take your job. Well, you're just smart aleck. I said, I'm not here to overpower you, because I knew he was hurting. The man was hurting. He worked 2 weeks on that engine, got two good checks, big dollars. Still, the engine didn't run. That's the way we are in life. We can get out here and just put all of our money into something bad. When it's all over with, you lost the money and you're not happy. You're upset. Well, God's the answer, what he needed, but I had it. Now see, this man, he was wrong in spirits. I had practiced doing the will of God. God had anointed me. Second, my mind let me know there's no oil in the engine. He says, how? I went over and checked it. I double checked it. No oil. He says, well, how can that be? I said, I do not know, but I know your starting problem is coming from that. No oil. Well, he says, I tore the whole engine apart. I said, I don't know. I don't know about that. I hope you got it back right. But that's what we tear things apart sometimes. An old foolish man. We make life so hard for us. We're failures in life. We can't cope with situations. God's given us the empowering of heaven. The empowering of the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Jesus said, verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. He said, I will send the Comforter, and he shall reprove the world. And in my name, Father's going to send him to you. It's very simple. It says this promise is not to you only, but as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. And so I, on that, way back there, I took this call in my life. I'm just a nobody, but I do know the Spirit of God. Everybody can beat me in the tug of war, and probably no one wore all is in the Bible. I've read through quite a few times, but without the Spirit, I don't even know where it's at. We need to decrease that God can increase in us. So when we get saved, we need to decrease and say, Father, I don't know. I want to do your will. I don't even know what life's all about. And truly, we as God's people, we don't know what life's about until we have the unction by the Spirit of God that makes us alive in him. That alive we're going to need very shortly. And this next part I'm going to touch a little bit on it. Because we're here to do God a service. We're to be credible in the work that we do. That our lifestyle is such that it can't be spoken of any ill words, only uplifting. Not any words of condemnation. God wants us to be above reproach. He wants us to live in a environment that he can be proud of us, because we're taking on the Father's nature. In Timothy, it talks about that we need to take on his nature. His nature. How do we get that nature? By the gift, the engrafting of the Spirit of God that lives within us. See, I didn't know this when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, 1956. That year was probably the roughest year in my life, but I didn't know that. Well, that's just a starting point. No one told me. They didn't know either. Someone should tell me, now just start seeking God. We grow in maturity. It's just like when Samuel heard the Lord, and Eli told him, says, you need to wait. And we as God's people, we need to learn to wait upon God. At that time, June 6, 10:35, 1977. He called me for this hour. He told me then if I hadn't been right, and I wasn't right, he had to do a lot of shaving, a lot of working in me. But I was going to be in this last hour, and I just need to prepare for that day. So I prepared these years for that day, and that day is coming very fast. It's coming like a whirlwind up from heaven. The clouds, behold the coming of our Lord. The mysteries of heaven are in the clouds. God's in the tornadoes. He's in these elements that come down and sort of do some people in. We as God people need to fear not. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. The church is so fearful. But see, in Revelation 21st chapter, it says, the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, horrible sorcerers, and all liars shall have their part. But the fearful. And here about last year, when I was a little bit fearful myself, I didn't realize it's a gripping thing that happens in the world. The enemy comes to kill the storms. He wants to take havoc of God's property. I'm dealing with people, and we have to teach people that it's not all mystical, it's with the practical. God motivates you through the practical. Your practical should hook up to God. That's how that I could work 10 years. Probably nobody even knew that I'm just a secret agent. God didn't want me to say nothing. Your power is through that secret witness that you can be powerful when all men are against you. When the forces look wrong, your force is from heaven. Your anointing comes out of heaven. It don't come from the places of men. In jail, I've seen how God moved mightily by the mighty hand, and how that one night people in jail set the lights out and bodies started falling. And I said, I rebuke you, man, in here. I said, I'd like to take you over my knee and give you a little whipping because that's what you need. And I said, turn those lights on right now. And those lights got on and they said, we're sorry. And that same night, or that night, there was 29 give their heart to Jesus. It was almost 100%. God can do the supernatural. And I've been down to hospitals where people are supposed to die. Next day they'd be home. It's God. There shouldn't be nothing that mystifies us. The glory is we have to have a vision. And the trouble is we have no spiritual vision. God's got something for me to do. That's why it happens. God don't want you to go out here and say, well, you know, Dodo, you don't know nothing. I'm out here. I do these gifts. No, we don't do nothing. I've seen a lot of people healed. I've seen people rise from dead. I'm just a nobody. The Spirit has to come upon me before I can't repeat those things. They're not allowable. But at that time, when the Spirit, yeah, I can tell it. You're like a computer that only has a key of somehow until that key comes, well, you halt right there. Press that right button. Come on, heal him, come on, heal him, heal him. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the King of the Lord of glory. I'm going to read something now. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a, what? A falling away. I've been in churches here in town. Satan, he's there. I was in one here a while back. He was there. And a lot of times he even lets you induce some kind of miracles. Then in after you get sick. I went into one church. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but my car wouldn't even start. I said, I rebuke you, enemy. I knew my time was short. I had to get out of that room because I was going to die. It's that close. I know things that I don't like to tell, but that's true. Satan has got power. He'll deceive you. He'll make you think. Oh, he exalted himself as God. Showed himself in the temple of God. That he is God. And if you're not have the Spirit of God, you think it's God. You're being deceived. There's nothing that copes with the Spirit of God but God. He came to his own received not, but to many as received him, to them what? He gave power to become the sons of God. That's what it's all about. He made it possible that you and I can live this life normal until he comes. Now, there's going to be some sight things out here, excitement, but don't bother you any. There's going to be some earthquakes, there's going to be divers, temptation, there's going to be exploding, great, terrible things. But you can't keep your mind on that, you can't even get look to it. It's like in Korea. Boy, I got to where I almost like to be on the front lines because it's exciting. We are made as such that we like the excitement of excitement. But God wants us, our excitement be in him. We're a temple that's going to house something. Either we take on God's nature Are we taking on the nature of the world? And Satan so works on this, we look like even Christians on the outside, but the inside we're raven wolves. We're going to miss heaven. We're going to be exposed. So many shocks, a lot of people. They don't even know it themselves. The makeup is not enough. We gotta have the true thing. It's the only true source that I know that'll set you totally free. This is a powerful sermon today because it's from heaven. God will set you free. You should listen to the man. God's gonna come down in your living room because I'm the one who can speak to you. I've been like Moses was. Up to this day, I cannot say it, but God's given me power to give you strength to endure for the hour. That's from 11. What have I said? But God's given you strength to endure for the hour. You can't get this any way through any denomination, especially when they marry homosexuals, when they do all this crazy stuff they do. It's detestable. It's a sickness. I know we're to help people out, but Jesus spoke about it, said, let the dead bury the dead. We're living that hour where there's things that we're just going to say, hey, I'm on the way to heaven. Your hour's past. God's coming through the clouds of glory and I'm on assignment. My assignment is be ready when He comes. And I hope and pray out there there's a remnant that comes with us. We're going to all meet there and out there today I want you to be alive. I want you to be the glory of God. I want you to receive Jesus today. I want you to receive the anointing. I want to receive the Holy Ghost in your life. It'll help you to maintain for the hour. And the hour is about to begin. You need to prepare this day to lay aside every weight and all of those sins that so easily beset and run that race with patience. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, tossing not with Him, freely give us all things. These are scriptures. God's here to strengthen you this day. I know this meaning is from heaven today. I know that God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but as long suffering upward, not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. It's your own fault if you don't make it. Seek God. Get out of that place. If there's no movement of the Spirit, I would say get out of it. Come to a place where you can all get together and hear these words, and I'll set you free. And I believe next week, tomorrow, it's going to be more powerful than today is. God here to electrify you, change you from glory to glory. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm coming to you. Oh, come on, see. Come on, see. Hallelujah, come on. Thank you, Jesus. You better close in prayer, brother.
Thank you for joining us, and God bless you. Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost. We just want to make sure we don't get in your way. And we're so glad you're working, precious Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name.
Amen. He's here.
Amen. Amen.